بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رسالة دروس شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد علماء الكرام respected elders and dear brothers مولانا recited a passage from the Holy Quran in the Salatul Isha. And in this passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us very, very powerful and potent reminders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us a very great reminder here. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجِيَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ Fire of Jahannam will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah. And when the fire of Jahannam will appear, it is said that it is so frightening that even the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, who are Allah's beloved and chosen servants, will be on their knees. Where does that leave us? Allahu Akbar. There is a surah in the Holy Quran, in the 25th juz of the Quran, which is known as Suratul Jathiyah. Jathiyah means being kneeling on the knees. And that is what will happen to people on the day of Qiyamah. They will be on their knees out of absolute fear and the horror and the terror of the day of Qiyamah will bring them to their knees. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمِ when the fire will be brought forth, then يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى Man will then remember at that time what he was supposed to have remembered all his life, but alas, which he had forgotten, that there is a hereafter, there is a day of judgment, there is a day of reckoning, there is a an accountability to the Almighty Allah, to our Creator, but alas, caught up in the rat race of life, in the pleasure and leisure and fun, and the earnings and chasing after the material things of this world, man forgot that there is such a day. And then he will say, Oh, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى He will remember on that day, but Allah Ta'ala says, what benefit will it be to remember on that day? That day remembering is not going to make any difference. It's not going to change anything. The time to remember was in the world. That was the time to remember and come to one's senses quickly, come to one's realization, repent, reform, rectify and correct. But alas, what do we find? That in this world people just, we all are like that, passing our life, you know, day by day and week by week and month by month and year by year, almost like in a state of unconsciousness, in a state of total heedlessness. And before we know, the time is up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us these powerful, very powerful reminders in this ayat of the Holy Quran that, oh people, come to your senses. Then man will say, Yaqulu, Ya laytani, qaddamtu li hayati. Alas, 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 ya laytani, alas, qaddamtu li hayati. I should have sent forth for the life of this world good deeds. I should have preserved for this life, for this world, all my energies and my resources. I should have sent it forth for this life. Today I would have received it here. They are fortunate people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them tawfiq, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them, that they send forth from this world in various forms assets of the akhirah. I just met one of our dear brothers before Isha Salah, and he lost a very beloved child not long ago. And I said to him, Alhamdulillah, you are so fortunate that you have already secured a huge investment of akhirat. You already got a big asset portfolio waiting for you in the akhirat. Those are the people who send forth, in one sense, sending forth is like that. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, quite a few of his children passed away in infancy. And obviously it is a cause of grief for the parents when a child passes away. It's like a piece of their heart has been extracted and removed from them. Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, consolation to his wife, he said to her, see, you and I, we are weak, our deeds are very little. Not enough. That's the humility of these great personalities. Otherwise, what can we say about the lofty spiritual status and standing of the great personality, Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh? What a personality. He spent his whole life in teaching hadith and expounding on hadith and writing on hadith and commentating on hadith right till the very ripe old age of his life, when he decided to migrate to Medina Munawwara because of his intense love for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I can imagine 50 years of his life, he was day and night saying, Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this and he said that. So, what could be the level of love and muhabbat and ishq in the heart of such a person that his whole life, as if day and night he's only seeing Allah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of him, saying this and doing this and doing. So he spent the last years of his life there in Madinah Tayyibah, and then burial in Jannatul Baqi and resting there till Qiyamah's day. So he said to his wife that, see here, your deeds, my deeds are too few to secure us salvation in the akhirah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind that he sent forth these children for us to secure our jannat, because they will intercede on our behalf. And it comes in the hadith that these children that pass away in their infancy or as little children, they will intercede on behalf of their parents on the day of Qiyamah. In such a way, like how you have a persistent child that is, adamant and insisting with the parents that he wants something, and the parents, out of sheer love, they just give in to the child. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in to the demands of that child. Let's say, alright, you are demanding and insisting, your parents must go to Jannah, go, take them with you. So, there are various things that one can set forth for the day of Qiyamah. And one is that one's children passed away. One is a person passes away but leaves behind pious, righteous children, that is also an investment of akhirah. Because when we leave this world, then they are the ones, whatever deeds they do, gets also transferred to the parents, and then they do isalu sawab, and they convey rewards to their parents, and the parents receive the benefits of that, as is found in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا لِثَلَاثٍ. When man passes away, then all good deeds come to an end, besides three. إِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, knowledge which he imparted and people benefited from that knowledge. أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ, a child that did good deeds and remembered the parents in dua-i maghfirat, like we are all supposed to do, Allahumma ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li asatizati wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. This dua comes in the Quran. We are supposed to make dua for parents, so that duas of the children benefit the parents, and then whatever sadqa-i jariya was done, that deceased, benefits a deceased person. So, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Man will regret on that day and say, if only I had sent forth for this day. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Life of this world is short, as we all know. How many people every day we hear in, going away from this world, young, old, middle age. There's no distinction more that only after a certain age, then only you have to live a certain lifespan. Some pass away in infancy, hours within birth, and others live up to 100 years. But irrespective of how many years we live, we have to leave. And so, daily we are hearing, here we heard today, one sister also went for Hajj. Allahu Akbar. And after spending or being in Arafah, in Ihram, she fell ill. Blood clot, whatever it was, Allah knows in His wisdom. And was in hospital for a number of days. And then the news of her demise came, and today, after Salatul Asr, was her janaza salah and burial in the Mubarak lands. Allahu Akbar. Last year Hajj, we also had a situation, a youngster passed away, Allahu Akbar. Till today people remember this brother. And this was on the eve of Hajj. And immediately after Hajj, his elderly mother who accompanied him for Hajj also passed away. Allahu Akbar. Mother and son, gone to Jannat, right there in that Mubarak land. The sister also gone into Jannat, inshallah. Allah Rabbul Izzat make it easy for her family. Husband is there still to return from Hajj. Allah Ta'ala give sabr e jameel to the families, that especially the masoom children. You can imagine, you know, every child looks forward to their parents returning from Hajj, but this time it's going to be one parent only. Allah Ta'ala give sukoon and sabr to the children, and Allah be their guardian and protector. So this is the reality of life, and therefore Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving us these reminders again and again in Holy Quran, that send forth all our amal that we do, all the salahs that we read, all the fast that we keep, all the charities that we give, all the umrahs that we do, all the hajj that we perform, all the zikr that we do, all the tilawat that we do, all these things are sent forth. And then it has to be preserved there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's also very important. One is sending forth the good deeds, but then to ensure that it's preserved, in which way? That we don't erode those good deeds. How? By doing the wrong things here in this world, we are actually diminishing our good deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, for example, just something that came to my mind just off the cuff, that he mentioned that if a person rears a dog for you know, entertainment purpose, not for guarding or not for any other utility like shepherding of animals or a blind guide dog or a guard dog or whatever valid reason, then because of doing this act of raising a dog and keeping a dog as a pet, daily 2 qirats are deducted from his account of good deeds in the akhirat, daily, daily. There are deductions that also happen to our account of good deeds. Because of our misdeeds here, Allah Ta'ala deducts the rewards and sawab too. So what a person expects to see on the day of Qiyamah, it must not come as a rude shock to us that on the day of Qiyamah we see that, Ya Allah, I did so much of good deeds, where's all my sawab? No, you reduced your reward and sawab by your misdeeds. The sawab is gone. It's not there anymore. And the worst of all, is when a person does tons of good deeds, but he destroys his good deeds and diminishes his good deeds by infringing on the rights of people, huququl ibad. Then on the day of Qiyamah, it will be claimed from him. Every violation of the rights of people will be claimed from a person on Yawmul Qiyamah. This is clearly mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that يَأْتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَغَيْرَ وَغَيْرَ. It comes in the hadith sharif clearly that a person will then be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah. He will come with mountains of rewards and you will be very pleased to see, oh, alhamdulillah, I got a big, you know, portfolio here of good deeds. But then, people will start coming to claim. They will claim, one by one will claim, and that is why Quran says that on that day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني. The day of Qiyamah is a day when beloveds will run away from one another. Brothers will run away from brothers. Parents will run away from children, and children will run away from parents, and wife will run away from husband, and husband will run away from the wife. Everyone will be worried about their own matter and their own salvation. Nobody will be cared about the next one. We feel in this world, you know, I got so much of attachment to my children. My children are so attached to me. My wife is so much attached to me. I am so attached to my wife. My siblings are so attached to me. But on that day, all the attachments will be gone. And a person will be afraid that my most beloved and dearest one will start claiming from me. So he will try to run away here and there, but there's no escaping on the day of Qiyamah. Where can you, how far can you run? Now in this world also, a person, if he did something wrong, where can you run? They'll catch you in any country of the world. There's Interpol, international police that have got their mechanisms in all parts of the world. And with the surveillance that happens in the world today, who can escape, who can run away? Far least will a person be able to run away on Yawmul Qiyamah. There's no running away on Yawmul Qiyamah. And then the person's account will be decreased and diminished, and he will see a mountain of good deeds being reduced like in front of his eyes. Daraba haza wa shatama haza. He accused someone, he belittled someone, he degraded someone, he slandered someone, he gossiped about someone. He hurt somebody's feelings. He, caused harm to so-and-so person. He beat up someone. So all the deeds will be taken from him. And where there were mountains of good deeds, it will become zero. But there will still be people claiming. And now what does he do? He's got nothing left to give. So from a positive balance, he will go into negative. He will go into the red, as they say. And what will happen? He won't have anything to give. So the sins of those people will be taken and loaded onto his account. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and realization before it is too late to rectify, to correct our matters, to reform our condition, to repent to him, to make sincere tawbah, and to turn to him before we return to him. They say turn to Allah before we return to Allah. Turn to Allah before we return to Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance.